Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hills, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 3147, How to Finally Say Goodbye to Sentimental Items by Kerry Richardson of kerryrichardson.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Monday. Welcome back to Optimal Living Daily, where I simply read to you, with permission from the authors, just an article a day that adds up over time to create a bit more meaning, inspiration, and happiness in our lives. We're going to get right to our Minimalist Monday post as we optimize your life. How to Finally Say Goodbye to Sentimental Items by Kerry Richardson of kerryrichardson.com. Today would have been my parents' 60th wedding anniversary. Well, I guess it still is, even though my father is celebrating on the other side. It's quite a milestone. Ever since my dad passed away almost 2 years ago, I've thought about how great it would be if he could come back to human form a few days a year for special occasions such as this one. You'd think with all the brilliant science minds out there, someone could make this happen. Until it does, I'll keep relying on my memories of him. I talk to a lot of people who share how difficult it is for them to let go of sentimental items, particularly those given to them by a loved one who has since passed, or something that belonged to a deceased loved one. When considering letting go of these types of items, there are a couple important things to remember. Number one, the memory you have of that person lives in your heart, not in the item. And number two, if you no longer love the item, it's more honoring to let it go and keep the relationship you have or had with your loved one clean and uncluttered without any shred of resentment or the weight of obligation. The love-filled place where they now reside has no use for these lower consciousness emotions. They want nothing but joy and peace for you. My father once bought me a beautiful music box in the shape of a phonograph. I remember the day he gave it to me like it was yesterday. He and my mother had come to visit my sister and me, and we were all poking around some gift shops, which I'm sure was not how my dad wanted to spend the day. After finishing at a store, we got back in the car, and he handed me a bag. "I thought you might like this, kid," my dad said. I could still see the joy on his face as I pulled the music box out of the bag. I turned it upside down and wound it up. A most beautiful song emitted that instantly made me smile. "Thanks, Dad. I love it," I said. And I really did. I loved it. What I loved even more was his thoughtfulness and joy in presenting it to me. That music box sat proudly on a shelf above my desk until one day when it fell and broke beyond repair. Because of who gave it to me and the memory of that day, I kept it in pieces on my desk for weeks. That was until I realized looking at it made me sad. It no longer gave me the heartwarming memory of our day together. All I thought about was how disappointed I was that it broke. It was time to get rid of it. But I was hesitant. I felt as if I was being disrespectful and ungrateful. And then I got myself in check and realized that was the story I was telling myself, or hints of an old belief waving its finger at me. Then I remember what I tell my clients and students. Whoever gave you that item never intended to wrap up guilt and obligation with it. If you're no longer enjoying it for whatever reason, the respectful thing to do for your relationship with that person or the memory of that person is to let it go. So I threw out the pieces of the music box. And while I miss it, I get to enjoy the memory of that day again by no longer having the obliterated remnants staring me in the face. Even now in this moment, I think about that gift and our day together with love, even without the box being on my desk. The box broke, but my memory didn't. I can hear your resistance from here. Yeah, but my item isn't broken. I just don't want it anymore. It feels wrong to get rid of it just because I don't like it anymore. Well, you could always break it. I'm kidding. Sure, it may have been easier for me to get rid of my sentimental item because of its condition. However, sometimes things are broken on the inside. For instance, I have a beautiful blouse that I bought a couple years ago. The practical part of me says to keep it because it's in perfect condition, it's a flattering color on me, and it's a good fit. The problem? I bought it to wear to my father's wake. I wear it every now and then, but every time I pull it from the closet, I'm reminded of that day. And strangely enough, something about adorning it feels respectful of my father. Even though it makes me sad to see it in my closet, would I be dishonoring him by getting rid of it? Logical Carrie says, of course not. Emotional Carrie says, well, yeah, you kinda would be. The mental gymnastics are real, my friend. However, just last night, I decided to let it go and I added it to the donations box. It's time to let someone else wear it with joy. The sadness attached to it, for me, beats out the BS story I tell myself about it being disrespectful to get rid of it. Although the blouse is in perfect condition, what it represents feels the same as the broken music box. Are you wrestling with sentimental items? If so, consider this. Think about where these items are kept. If they've been sitting in a box in your basement for the last 5 years, they might not mean as much to you as you say. If you don't love these items enough to use them or display them, they're clutter. If you do really love them, honor them, display them, use them. This way you can benefit daily from the joy they bring you. Whenever you struggle with what to keep and what to clear, remember this mantra. If you don't love it, need it, or use it, it's clutter. Clutter clogs the channels of opportunity and abundance. And I'm sure, like me, you have big plans for your life. You don't need things holding you back. As Elizabeth Gilbert once said, don't let your house become a museum of grief. You just listened to the post titled, How to Finally Say Goodbye to Sentimental Items by Carrie Richardson of carrierichardson.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you to Carrie. This is probably one of the most common questions I see when it comes to minimalism, what to do about sentimental items. But just asking that question to me means you're looking for a reason or permission, really, to get rid of something, and you might be feeling guilty about it. But there's a good quote in there. She said, whoever gave you that item never intended to wrap up guilt and obligation with it. If you are no longer enjoying it for whatever reason, the respectful thing to do for your relationship with that person or the memory of that person is to let it go. And I think that's true. Whoever gave it to you If it has meaning, they gave it to you to bring joy into your life. And if it's doing anything but adding joy, wouldn't they want you to do something about that? Plus, it doesn't have to be trashed. It could be donated to someone in need. It can possibly bring joy to another person, spreading the happiness, which would also probably make the person who gave it to you happy. So I think if it seems like you're looking for permission to do it, just do it. And you can always take a picture of the item before moving on. Something to think about as we start the week and for Minimalist Monday. Have a great start to your week, and I'll catch you tomorrow with another article where your optimal life awaits.